Sailor courtside seats here in Bad Axe, Michigan. The Reese Rockets are in town taking on the Hatchets in a Greater Thumb West showdown. The Hatchets this season, well, has been a bit of a struggle. They start out the season at 3-5, including a one-point victory on the road over Cass City, which we broadcast. But since that point, Bad Axe has only seen one win and nine losses, six of which were in a row. They're currently on a three-game losing streak, falling by 4 points to Cass City on Monday at home, lost at Lakers by a mere 2 points on Valentine's Day, and lost at Bay City All Saints by five. If Bad Axe wins tonight, they would improve to 5-11 overall and advance to 2-8 in the Greater Thumb West. It'd also be the first victory over Reese in at least five tries. We are 1 minute away from tip in Bad Axe, Michigan on the WLW Sports Network. It's time for one more quick break, and when we return, we'll have all the basketball action on this balmy Wednesday evening on WLEW Sports.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Oberski, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Oberski or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Oberski, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal. Call us and make an appointment today.
If you're looking for a great deal on a new Cadillac and, more importantly, service after the sale, go to Pat Curtis Chevrolet Cadillac in Caro, the Thumb's only Cadillac dealer. Pat Curtis has over 45 Cadillacs in stock and priced for immediate delivery. Get the best of both worlds with luxury and fuel economy with the Cadillac ATS. Lease one now for only $339 a month. And all new Cadillacs come with a 4-year, 50,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty and free maintenance plan. So for a great deal, great service, and a great Brandon Cadillac, stop into the only Cadillac dealer in the Thumb, Pat Curtis Chevrolet Cadillac, located just south of M81 on M24 in Caro.
For Reese, a guard slash forward, number 11, Tony Bentley. He's a senior. Number 23, a junior forward, 6'1", Jared Schrader. Number 30, a 6-foot senior forward, Tanner Van Patten. A guard, number 33, 5'9", senior and quarterback for football, Cody Piak. And the forward slash center, a 6'3", senior, number 41, Archie Nayard. Reese is coached by Mike Tanner. And now for the Bad Axe starting lineup, we hand it over to John Mooney.
Well, for the Bad Axe Hatchets, we have a senior at guard, number two, Bailey Heintz. Also at guard, we have Austin Termel, number five, a senior. On the off guard, Tommy Morneau probably will be playing a little more point guard, number 12. He's a sophomore. And then on the inside, we have number 31, a freshman. That's Martin Messing. And rounding out the Hatchet lineup is number 40, a senior, Ben Sutton.
It's time for now for the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game. Very quickly here as we're ready for the tip. John, your prediction.
Well, my prediction tonight is going to be Reese 65, Bad Axe 45.
Ryan Brown, even though he couldn't be here tonight, he's taking Bad Axe 63-58. And my prediction, not who I'm rooting for, my prediction is Reese 51, Bad Axe 48. As we're ready for the tip here, and it was actually won by Bad Axe. Bad Axe coming out in their white uniforms with maize and blue sides, blue lettering, and gold outline. Driving right into the lane for the quick put-up, no good, is Martin Messing. And rebound by Reese, number 33, that's Cody Peock.
One little quick change is that Ben Sutton is not wearing number 40. He is 44 tonight.
Number 44 for Ben Sutton. As Reese has it down in the corner, number 23, that's Jared Schrader. Feeds it into the left post with a turnaround. Good from number 30, Channer Van Petten. It's 2-0, Reese. Here comes Bad Axe to the right wing, over to Bailey Heintz. Loose ball, still in the right wing, 7:15 left. It's 2-0, Reese.
Reese is attacking our Bad Axe in a man-to-man right now.
Austin Termel takes a jumper just outside of left block, misses it, gets his own rebound. Bailey Heintz takes a three on the putback, gets this one blocked by Peock, over to the right wing to Tommy Morneau for three, in and out, still loose, rebound, still in the Bad Axe hands. Bailey Heintz with it. Austin Termel for the three, top of the key. No, little, not much arc on that one. And brought in by number 11, Tony Bentley. Over to the left corner, feeds it into Van Patten again with bright, I guess you could call those melon, bright melon shoes, almost pink. Over to the right wing, down to Van Patten on the right block, spins, turns around, kicks it back out to the top to Bentley. Now to the left wing, Archie Nairt, and he traveled with it before he dribbled. So that's the first turnover tonight for Reese. Gives the ball back to Bad Axe, who's trailing Reese 2-0 early with 6:22 left in the first. Bailey Heintz feeds it into Tommy Orno. Going left to right across your radio tonight as the gym goes silent. Top of the key to Austin Termel. Last time we covered Bad Axe against Cass City, Termel actually sat out with an ankle injury. Bailey Heintz, top of the key over to Austin Termel, right wing, dribbles once, long two from the right wing, no good. Rebound, still loose, into our set. Tipped out of bounds by Reese's Tanner Van Petten. Nearly took out John Mooney's head as well. And it's Bad Axe ball right in front of our set at midcourt.
I'm going to defer to him, I'll tell you what. He's he was a man in motion.
Missed you by a hair.
And that's hard to do.
Yeah, Austin Termel over to the left wing. 5:50 left, still 2-0. Reese leading. And Tommy Morneau shuffled the feet before dribbling, and it's one turnover apiece for both teams, and exactly the same turnover. Archie Nair, red shoes, blue socks, maroon uniform.
I like the colors. This is nice color.
It's Vladimir Putin's nightmare. Down to the baseline is Reese. And we have a whistle. Looks like it's going to be a push against Bad Axe. Fouls against number 12, Tommy Morneau, his first, team's first for Bad Axe. So on the baseline is Cody Peock for Reese. Archie Nair gets it, dribbles once, feeds it back to Cody Peock. He loses it and gets it back, still with the ball, down to Nair, under the basket, in for two.
That was a pretty pass by Cody Peock.
It's 4-0 now, 5:25 left in the first. Bad Axe yet to score with the ball, trailing 4-0 to Reese. As they drive into the right block, and we have a whistle. It's going to be a travel. Martin Messing drove into the lane, a little bit out of control, lost the ball. No foul called, but a travel instead.
What I like to see out of Martin Messing, though, is that he is aggressive out there, and he wants something to happen. That was something I didn't see on Monday night when I took a look at Cass City and Bad Axe.
As Cody Peock tries to feed it over to Schrader, and it goes out of bounds. That's another turnover for Reese. Two apiece now. As Austin Trammell passes this one to Tommy Moore. No.
What did we say about taking care of the ball?